It's Tuesday, May 23rd, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. New numbers are available now from the mass uprising against Christians in Manipur, India. The Christian Post reports that almost 400 church buildings were burned, damaged, or destroyed. In addition, 73 Christians have been killed and thousands displaced. Here's what David Curry, director of Global Christian Relief, told CBN News about the violence in Manipur, India.
The attacks have really been driven. It's been an escalation by, I think, the central government, the BJP party, which has made being a Christian something that's not considered part of India. It seems as though their message is, if you're not a Hindu, you're not a real Indian. And this has allowed this escalation of violence against Christians and Christian churches. We have dozens of Christian churches that have been destroyed since May 3rd when these riots began. And you have hundreds and thousands of people. I think we're almost up to 9,000 right now who have been displaced, Christians who have been displaced because of this violence.
To support Christians in severe crisis in Northwest India, visit globalchristianrelief.org. That's globalchristianrelief.org. In Matthew 25, verse 40, Jesus said, "And the king will answer and say to them, 'Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me.'" Sometimes touted as a conservative news agency, the Fox News organization has now been outed for its woke corporate policies. The Daily Signal secured a copy of the company's personnel handbook. The policies require adherence among its employees to transgenderism and the use of transgender pronouns. In addition, the company assists transgendered employees with their, quote, workplace gender transition plan, end quote. For the past several years, Fox received a perfect score on the Human Rights Campaign Corporate Equality Index. The Human Rights Campaign is a leading sexual perversion activist group. Now, ViewpointDiversityScore.org offers another metric on American companies as to whether or not they will suppress free speech. The score looks at 42 different performance indicators. The study finds that only 2 out of 75 companies rate above the dismal rating. That's an East Coast bank called M&T Bank and Fidelity National Information Services. The worst of the worst companies for viewpoint diversity are Airbnb, Pinterest, Disney, eBay, Alphabet, which owns Google, Twitter, PayPal, and Amazon. Do you know who the most notorious killer is in America? In an article published last week, The Atlantic interviewed Warren Hearn, an 84-year-old abortionist. He revealed that his business has increased 50% since the overturn of Roe v. Wade last June. Disturbingly, Hearn exclusively performs late-term abortions, sex selection abortions, you name it, and he charges $6,000 to kill. The abortionist has been performing abortions since 1972, and he has operated his now infamous abortion clinic in Boulder, Colorado since 1973. Intriguingly, the article mentions that he had to overcome bad dreams and pricks of conscience to continue in the business of killing children. Isaiah 22 verses 17 and 19 comes to mind. "The Lord will throw you away violently, O mighty man, and will surely seize you, and from your position he will pull you down." Tim Scott, a Republican U.S. Senator from South Carolina, has thrown his hat in the ring for the 2024 presidential nomination. He starts out with the highest campaign funding of $22 million. That compares to Donald Trump's coffer of $14 million. The senator told NBC News in April that, quote, "If I were president of the United States, I would literally sign the most conservative pro-life legislation that they can get through Congress," end quote. Scott also sponsored legislation in 2022 to withhold federal funding from schools that would not require parental consent for kids transgendering in the system. China is buying gold, and lots of it, reports Business Insider. The nation's central bank official gold reserves are up to 2,076 tons, up from 1,054 in 2015. And the world central bank bought a record 1,036 tons of gold last year alone, and another 228 tons in the first quarter of 2023. As the third largest economy in the world, Japan's inflation numbers have reached a 42-year high, 4.1% year over year. Japan's real gross domestic product is still 2% below its 2019 peak, still yet to recover from the COVID years. Elsewhere, the average United Kingdom household has lost 5,455 pounds of purchasing power to inflation over the last 2 years. That's about a 16% drop in purchasing power for the average household. And finally,
hey, we have the baby at 3,600 minutes.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
That audio comes from the police cam video of the baby rescued by Fort Worth police. It all started when the suspect carjacked mom's car with her six-month-old baby still in her car seat. Police secured the car and arrested the suspect an hour later. But the baby was nowhere to be seen. Turns out the police persuaded the suspect to lead them to the baby, who was found lying in a garbage pit in a ravine. The baby girl was returned to her mother, safe and sound. Praise God. Suspect Elliot Reyes faces charges of kidnapping, abandoning, endangering a child, and auto theft. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, May 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.